weeks. Tim Henson here. I have got a classic edition of Distorted View Daily for you today. But more importantly, I wanted to wish you a happy Thanksgiving and a happy Black Friday. Distorted View has some amazing Black Friday deals. Actually, these are the best Black Friday deals I ever offered because we're going to party like it's 2006. What the hell do I mean? Well, I have lowered the Sideshow memberships for just this weekend. Back to the original prices that we offered when I started the Sideshow in 2006. We're talking monthly memberships for $5, yearly memberships for $50. There's even a discount on lifetime memberships. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now if you are not a Sideshow member, or if maybe you let your Sideshow membership lapse and you're a bad, bad freak. Let's rectify that situation. Sign up for the Sideshow at an amazing price. This is a very limited time offer. Like, I'm going to take it down any second now, so you better get on this shit. And enjoy this classic edition of Distorted View Daily!
Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
You fucking piece of shit!
I felt so lonely tonight. Glad you came to play my game.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
I wanna fuck you in the ass. I wanna come all over you. I wanna fill you up with sperm, yeah. But tonight, 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 I'll use my fist to penetrate you. I wanna urinate on your face. I wanna walk you like a pig. But tonight, 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 oh yeah, I wanna strap you to my bed. Oh, I wanna slap you till you're dead. I wanna shit in your mouth. Shit in your mouth. Tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh yeah, fist fucking. Ooh, yeah, yeah, baby. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight. Oh, yeah, fist fucking. Yeah, yeah, scar fucking. Ooh, yeah, baby. You're mine tonight, tonight, tonight.
It's Tuesday, March 24th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, First Class Mail says your husband's porking a prostitute. Plus, severe vomiting syndrome and hitting a horse on the head with a dildo. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Tim Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you, guys. My mouth is juicy. Hold on. Been producing so much saliva lately. I don't know what the hell's going on. Where was I? Oh, yes, this is the Distorted View Show. Welcome. Do have a great program for you. We're going to get into Sextastic Tuesday in just a second. But first, I've got a question for you. What determines success? Quite frankly, I think it's a personal barometer myself. For instance, I deem this show to be successful, while most of the world doesn't even know who I am, couldn't give a shit about this podcast, and wouldn't listen to it even if I told them I was one of those fucking terminally ill Make-A-Wish Foundation kids, and my dying wish was to have them spend 20 lousy minutes and listen to a DV episode before the Grim Reaper's cold, bony touch guides me away to hell. Thank you. And while, you know, I might be poverty-stricken and a social retard with absolutely no people skills, and the genetic equivalent to a common garden slug with Down syndrome, I do think the show is successful. Why, you ask? Because anytime I mention a sick or strange fetish, the next day I'll get an email saying, yep, that's me. All right? Tranny? Post-op tranny? Check. Furry? Check. Scat freak? Check. And today we add another check to that list. An adult baby slash diaper lover.
Sure, why the hell not? Welcome to the program. Distorted View is a place for freaks like you. All right, what was this guy's name? He wants me to call him Diaper Bill, okay? So Diaper Bill wrote in. All right, so here's a little bit about myself. I'm a professional, as in clinical psychologist, and I'm in ABDL. Here's a little bit about the fetish. First, ABDL stands for Adult Baby / Diaper Lover. I myself am a DL, meaning all that weird adult baby stuff. I don't think people that are into, like, fetishes should be calling other fetishes weird. Because, you know, diaper loving, that's pretty fucked up, too. It's not like that weird adult baby stuff, though. Anyways, he says it doesn't do much for me other than creep me out. However, since a young age, I've always felt the need to wear diapers. ABs, or adult babies, engage in active role-playing as babies. The second thing he wants all of us to know is we're not pedophiles. Every diaper lover has an extensive knowledge of diapers. Well, sure, I'm sure they, but they do a lot of research. For those of you who may want to explore diaper loving, Bambino's is arguably the best brand of diapers, okay? And number four, pissing myself is more enjoyable than smoking pot, and I've smoked a lot of pot. Okay. Next, he describes how he got into this fetish, and that's when things start to get steamy, and I'm not just referring to the load he dropped into his diaper. You are the first person in the history of the world to know about this. I've never told anyone. When I was 7, I began stealing diapers from my younger sister to wear, so puberty had nothing to do with it. I did and still do enjoy the sensation of urinating on myself. I wear diapers under my clothes occasionally in public. Doesn't that crinkle? And I can go wherever I feel like it, usually only twice. No searching for nasty public restrooms for me. Trust me, diapers are more sanitary as piss is sterile, but the stagnant piss and shit on public toilets breeds E. coli. Okay, so it's a health issue for him. Anyways, he says he doesn't do this every day, just once or twice a week. He loves going to movie theaters wearing diapers so he can drink as much pop as he wants without missing any of the movie. Diapers make me feel comfortable. This guy's a clinical psychologist. I hope he's examined his own fucking head. There's gotta be a reason for this. Maybe he explains. Diapers make me feel comfortable, not only mentally, but physically. In restaurant, it's like sitting down on a soft little cloud. Reading this email, I think he wants to recruit me or something, because he's giving, like, all these great reasons why I should wear diapers. Like, oh, it's great in movie theaters. He also says I have a fairly small water bill, at least in comparison to my neighbors. Not the flush. I don't take shits in my diaper, as it's just easier to use the toilet. Occasionally, I'll tell myself, come on, just shit your pants. You're wearing a diaper. It'll be hot. And when I do, I heavily regret it. I go through the same thing every time I blow a guy at a truck stop. At first, you know, it seems like a great idea, but never is. They always have BO. They are stinky, stinky people. Anyways, finishing up with his email, he says, the only thing about me that is reminiscently adult babyish is that I would rather have another person change my diaper as opposed to doing it myself. He says, I've listened to your show for about 3 years, love it, I've never had the guts or time to write to you about my odd fetish until now, and then in parentheses, after the scat guy had the guts. Oh, okay. Everyone seems to be coming out of the freak closet now, huh? The floodgates have opened. Anyways, thank you very much, Diaper Bill. Hopefully you'll have the courage at some point to call into the voicemail line. Hey, if any of you guys have questions for a diaper lover, either you can email me or call into the voicemail line, and maybe Diaper Bill will answer them for us. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. Someone, this was a couple weeks ago, requested the Cheerios story, and so we're going to go ahead and replay that one. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
One of the reasons I love Sextastic Tuesday stories is that most of them are not a challenging read. As a matter of fact, if you look back at all the stories we've read on the show, you can usually find the premise of the story, what's going to happen, in the first sentence. They usually give it right away. So this story must be exquisitely well written because it's sentence number 4, where it's pretty much given away. Here we go. It started out as a joke. First sentence. My friends had joked about it, even egged each other on to try it. There's the second sentence. We all laughed at the concept. Third sentence. Get ready for the bombshell, freaks.
fucking a bowl of Cheerios? Yes, foreshadowing the hot, steamy sexiness to come. And you guys will probably remember this is not the first time breakfast goods were used in a pornographic setting. You all remember the Aunt Jemima, Mrs. Butterworth lesbo porn we read a while back.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good?
Because I'm black?
Alright, let's hope this guy's cock stays hard in milk. Fucking a bowl of Cheerios, the mere idea sends shivers down my spine. The initial roughness in texture, that's due to the oats. The cold milk shrinking my erect penis. What joy could there be in that, I thought to myself. After a few weeks, nobody brought it up anymore. We'd moved on to different jokes and catchphrases, as most groups do. They weren't as funny, but they definitely weren't as weird. We did the usual things, and Friday was drinking day. By 2 a.m., all four of us were plastered. Jake, things are about to turn really gay or really weird. Jake let out a long sigh after pounding another shot of SoCo. Oh, it's a Southern Comfort kind of night. Well, I would not be at that party. I only drink Seagram's wine coolers. I am all about the black cherry fizz.
Be careful you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Yes, it has been medically proven. If you are a guy and drink Seagram's wine coolers, it could give you AIDS. It's that gay. All right, so Jake here is pounding another shot of SoCo, and Kevin was loudly snoring on the couch. After 20 minutes or so, it was just Steve and I alone finishing off our remaining beers. Dude, hold on, Steve smiled. What's up, man? I said in my drunken stupor. Steve sloshed his way over to the refrigerator and removed a gleaming white bowl from the fridge. I instantly knew what it was. What the shit fuck is that, Steve? Fucking Cheerios, man! You should fuck them! Greatest quote from a story ever. He seemed excited. Dude, it was just a joke! Don't tell me you... I was cut off. Nah, dude, I didn't fuck no Cheerios, but I will bet you $50 you won't do it. I had my excuse. Fine, fucker, I'll do it. I was becoming erect already. How will I know you did it, huh? I froze up. My erection started to die. Is this some elaborate ploy for you to see my fucking dick, bro? I shouted, nearly waking our sleeping companions. Nah, I just don't want any fucking cheating, man. Just take his word for it. Otherwise, yes, it is gay. I got 50 on this shit. Fine, I'll do it with my back to you and just stick my dick out through my fly. I was erect again. We both were silent. I carefully walked to the corner of the room and looked down upon the soggy mash of Cheerios awaiting my erect cock. They were Honey Nut. Oh, well, of course. I mean, if you're going to fuck Cheerios, it's gotta be Honey Nut. Without waiting, I plunged my eager tool deep into the bowl. The milk washed up on my swollen testicles as they dipped into the soft contents of the bowl. I thrust it gently and realized how the Cheerios seemed to react to the shape of my member. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna fuck a bowl of Cheerios, you'd want it to be setting in the milk for a while to get it a little mushy. You're not gonna get satisfying results if you fuck a bowl of dry cereal. That might even be painful, especially if you use, like, shredded wheats. That could really tear up your cock. Look, if you insist on fucking dry shredded wheats, do yourself a favor. Make sure you're fucking the frosted side. Especially if you're a pedophile. It brings out the kid in you. Alright, back to the story here. I thrust it gently and realized how the Cheerios seemed to react to the shape of my member. The bowl was deeper than I expected. I heard cries of laughter coming from Steve, but I just kept going. A wave of white anticipation struck me as my penis grew stiffer and my balls rumbled with an all too familiar feeling. I came into that Honey Nut flavored bowl of beaten Cheerios. My semen mixed flawlessly into the color of the bowl. My knees went weak. My breathing hastened. I fucking love Cheerios! I said with a smile. 3 days had passed since my first Cheerio Man encounter. I had since then started experimenting with different things. I tried chocolate milk, but the whole experience just felt interracial. I tried adding sugar as well, but the cleanup became a hassle. Finally, I settled on bananas. They were the missing part of the equation. The Cheerio-inspired orgasms had doubled in strength, but my roommates were growing suspicious. I had never eaten Cheerios in the 2 years we'd lived together, and now I was going through a box per day, and nobody had ever seen me eat a bowl. I knew I had to be careful. I called Steve to joke about it a few days after it happened, and he didn't remember. I lost $50, but... okay, I'm calling bullshit on his friend. There's no way you would ever forget the sight of your friend fucking a bowl of Cheerios. That shit is tattooed on your brain. Not only that, but I would be fucking telling everyone the story. Do you know what Bob did the other day? He fucked a bowl of Cheerios, a jackass. All right, yes, I lost $50, but gained an experience that can only be equated with touching God. It was a fair trade. I whispered to myself, I'm not as relaxed as I could be. A grin formed on my face as I slowly exited my room and made my way down the stairs. Only my roommate Lynn was home. She was gorgeous, but I had no time for girls. I had Cheerios. I carefully poured the bowl of Cheerios into the deepest bowl I could find. I delicately sliced one whole banana and placed it meticulously around the bowl. This is going to be a great night, I thought. I snuck outside to let the Cheerios moisten, my penis throbbing in anticipation, my mouth moist as if the Cheerios had some Pavlovian effect on me. I snuck inside quickly and plunged my cock straight into their cool, soft innards. I thrust my head back in pleasure as the banana slices gently caressed the side of my swollen prick. It had only been a few minutes, but showers of cum sprang from my penis, mixing into the milky broth. A quiet whisper escaped my lips. I began to clean up and headed to the sink to wash the dish when I heard it.
What are you doing?
My roommate Lynn stood there barely awake. I just had a bowl of Cheerios. I smiled.
I'm fucking hungry and you keep eating them. Now I'm craving them. Hand them over.
I was erect again. She eagerly filled her mouth with my magic potion of Cheerios, bananas, and semen-infused milk.
Oh, God, this is good. No wonder you like it so much,
she said as little streams of milk poured down her chin. You're getting it all over yourself, I said.
Oh, I'll get it.
She licked her chops in a way that gave my rod a new pre-cum finish.
This is so much better than usual. What did you add?
Semen, I sputtered.
It doesn't taste like cinnamon, but it does taste really familiar.
I always knew she was a slut. She looked as if she winked at me, but I played it off as if my eyes were playing tricks on me. She sloppily finished off the bowl and hopped up on the counter. She put the bowl in the sink and placed her hands next to her.
I always knew you were a Cheerio fucker.
This time, she definitely winked at me. Life has been good since Lynn called me out about my new addiction. The truth was, she loved the subtle semen taste mixed with milk, as her ex used to come in her soy milk when he was mad at her. She caught him doing it, but had already developed a taste for it. So our relationship started. Oh, it ended up being a romance. There you go. That was the requested Cheerio Sextastic Tuesday story. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Every day I talk about the Distorted View sideshow and what you get. People are getting sick of me, so this has been going on for a while now. Last year, I asked my mother to try and reason with you guys and explain why you should sign up for the sideshow in her own words. Listen to what she had to say.
I don't know how to put it, though.
Well, just try in your own words.
Oh, I don't want to do that, Tim.
No. Tell my listeners what they're going to be getting for their money.
What I do
for a living.
I don't want to do that.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, well, I know what you do for a living.
What?
I know what you do for a living.
I do my show? I don't.
You do your show, yeah.
Well, that's free. People get that on the free side.
I know, but I don't want to do that.
You have no idea.
I don't want to be on the show.
You have no idea what paying members get, do you?
No, I actually don't.
Do you know my middle name? All right, so Patty Lou was not a help at all, but you get full access to the entire archive. You know the drill. Today we've got an extended show, so sideshow members are going to get like 15 extra minutes of program, plus a video cast, too. A lot of great stuff has been popping up on the sideshow feed. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I'll be performing at Smirk's Comedy Shanty this weekend. I've been working on my routine. Here's just a little bit of it. Here's just a taste of what's to come this weekend and why you should get tickets to Smirk's Comedy Shanty. What is the deal with stairs? I mean, who's the guy who came up with this idea, right? What, like, moving left and right and forward and backward wasn't enough for him. He's like, I gotta move up and down, right? And then also here's a, that's just one, that's my stairs chunk. And then I also have a knock-knock joke. It goes, knock-knock, who's there? I'm the guy who just killed your wife. I'm the guy who just killed your wife who? I'm the guy who just killed your wife who also fucked her corpse. I'm still working on the wording of that one. Thank God my stairs piece is so polished, though, right? All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from Colorado. Soon, wives could receive letters from the Escambia County Sheriff's Department letting them know when their husbands are arrested for soliciting prostitutes. Quote, I don't think it's people's right to do that. I really don't. Said a man who was soliciting a prostitute. Said Trishan Lafreniere, a woman who opposes the letter. Ignorance is bliss! Unfortunately, gonorrhea is not. And that's exactly what your husband's gonna track in if he bangs a $10 crack whore. Yeah, she has the right to know, said Lori Thuma, who likes the idea of alerting wives. This impacts her on many levels, including her health. Even the men in Escambia County can't seem to agree whether or not the letter is a good idea. This letter is making you guilty before you get your day in court, emphasized Jeff Hughes. You need therapy. I hate this idea that guys need to go to therapy if they are having sex with a prostitute. No! They're horny guys who don't want to fuck their wives anymore, so they're getting a little on the side from a whore who's taking their money. And you know what the appeal is to a prostitute rather than, you know, having sex with a coworker, you know, having an affair or something? It's because the prostitutes won't squeal. They keep their mouths shut, and they don't get attached to their clients, unlike Becky, the receptionist who fell in love with you the first time you slipped a pinky into her cunt. Ugh. What I find interesting is that this guy says, this letter is making you guilty before you get your day in court. You need therapy. You need help. You don't need to be lambasted by your wife. Fucking nag. She should know, countered Mark Thuma. The sooner the better, so she can make her own decision. Wait a second. Thuma, that's the husband of Lori Thuma, who said she has a right to know. This impacts her on many levels. So the reporter probably found this couple on the street, asked the woman first, and then turned to the husband and said, well, what do you think? And of course he's going to agree with his wife. Oh, I've been sleeping around behind her back for years. We've had a couple close calls, but she's never found out. So no, I wouldn't like it if the post office sent my wife a mailer letting her know that I was having sex with a prostitute. That wouldn't sit well with me. Come on, honey. Let's go over to Sears. They're having a sale on lawnmowers. Spring has sprung. Lieutenant Pat Spear says the police department is still working out all of the legal issues involved, but she says their motive is to protect the women who could become innocent victims. Spear says some of the prostitutes in the area are HIV positive, yet they still work the streets. Let's hear from one of those prostitutes.
I found out I was HIV positive because I took a damn AIDS test. Spur of the moment bullshit.
Damn AIDS test.
Because I didn't think I had anything. And a man in a white car with a little blue badge on the side came out and talked to me. But he explained to me that I had a tested positive, reactive for the HIV virus, which is human bubble virus.
Oh, yeah, right. The human bubbly virus.
Which is human bubble virus. And I said, AIDS? Is that what you're talking about, AIDS? And he said, yeah. So I have HIV. That's how it goes.
It's the way the cookie crumbles. Second story we have for you today comes from Wichita. Wichita police arrested three people in Old Town on Sunday in an incident that began when a man threw an inflatable penis at an officer's horse. Sure. Officers were patrolling Old Town on horseback Apparently, this is the 1850s. At about 1:20 a.m., when they came across a large group of women in their early to mid-20s who had been celebrating a bachelorette party. So they were all A, drunk, and B, horny. A recipe for disaster, especially for that poor horse. Also in the group was a 24-year-old man, obviously gay, a brother to one of the women at the party. He was carrying a 5-foot-long inflatable penis. While he was joking around with the toy, he launched the large toy towards one of the officers who was on horseback, said police spokesman Gordon Bassam. The toy struck the officer's horse, causing it to get spooked out. Police arrested the man of Eastboro on suspicion of battery of a law enforcement officer, in this case, the horse. A woman, upset at the arrest, grabbed the arresting officer's arm. She, too, was arrested. While the crowd was being dispersed, another woman in the party was arrested when she struck a horse's head. The horse stepped onto the foot of that woman, who was treated on the scene and then taken to jail. The two women who were arrested are 22 years old and 24. One is from McPherson and the other from Lawrence, Kansas. So there you go. That was a short one. Finally today, do you smoke pot? Like a whole shit ton of pot? Virgin Sex Pet, I'm looking at you. There's mounting evidence that a new syndrome is directly related to the chronic abuse of marijuana. The severe vomiting sickness called cannabinoid hypermesis was first recognized in Australia in 2004. U.S. researchers have uncovered a new case involving a 22-year-old man from Omaha, Nebraska. The latest findings were presented by Dr. Siva Santanini and colleagues from the Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha, Nebraska. Symptoms include nausea, stomach pains, and severe vomiting. Sufferers say the way to get relief is from taking a hot bath or shower and just mellowing out. Also, watching the Cartoon Network and eating Pringles seems to help. Quote, increasing consistent use of marijuana among United States population, particularly young people over several years, will see a steady rise in the number of cases diagnosed each year. Great. How the hell are we ever going to get this shit legalized if they keep finding stuff that it does to you? In the Nebraska case, the man had been smoking heavy doses of marijuana daily for 6 years. This eventually led to bouts of vomiting lasting 2 to 3 hours daily, and it was worse after meals. Scientists are still trying to figure out why these symptoms appear and why they appear only after several years of marijuana abuse. I kind of want to call bullshit on this story. It's a conspiracy, man, because people have been smoking pot for ages, and now all of a sudden there's this new syndrome that's popping up. And we've sort of been hearing a little more about legalizing it recently, you know, and then taxing it to get us out of our economic issues. And then all of a sudden, oh, no, wait, you're going to puke your fucking guts out if you smoke it. So I don't know. It seems kind of fishy, if you ask me. DV investigates. All right. That, my friends, is your distorted news. I'm going to leave the real journalism for professionals. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yes, let's check in with my freaky deaky, see what they're up to.
Tim, you got to help me. I'm at KFC. I'm in the bathroom right now because I'm hiding. It's full of old people, and they just came up to me and started talking about basketball, and they have like a 30-year-old retarded kid and keep talking about it. I had like all kinds of chicken.
Oh, that's so great. Some little retard kid. I like all kinds of chicken. I like the legs. I like the breasts. I like the white chicken. I like the dark chicken. I like the chicken strips.
The chicken. So freak. What do I do? I can't.
You record it.
The basketball.
You keep your phone on, and you go back and continue that conversation so I can listen in. I think it's a little too late now for that. Moving on.
Baby, put down that pipe and get my pipe up.
Yes, Bill O'Reilly calling in. Fantastic. This next one, this can't be good. It's only 6 seconds
left. Barry Riley wears Christmas shoes.
Jagoo!
Jagoo to you, yes, Barry Riley.
Hey, Tim, it's Jay, sideshow member.
I think Julia Roberts played Mary Riley in Mary Riley.
Hey, Tim, it's Jay, Sideshow member from Pennsylvania. A few things. I know you're always looking for games to play. The Wii, Mad World just came out.
Yes.
That sort of Running Man style killing game show kind of thing. It's pretty violent, pretty
good.
Yes,
I heard it's very good.
And have you tried that Conker's Live and Reloaded game for Xbox yet? The N64 version called Bad Fur Day is the real way to go because it's uncensored with more squirrel guts, but the Xbox one is okay if you have to play it that way. And also, my final thing, I was listening to an NCAA game today, browsing through the TV channels, and they were doing the Hawk. You know, I don't know if something was going on with the cheerleaders or what, but it sounded like a male voice doing the Hawk.
Oh, the honk. I see.
Oh!
That honk. I didn't understand what he was saying at first. We haven't done the honk in a while. All right, well, thank you for the heads up.
Jagu, Tim, Jagu. This is the curried cunny licker, and as you can guess from the nickname I just gave myself, yes, that Indian woman I called about a few weeks ago, her vagina did indeed taste somewhat of curry. You know,
her
whatever you eat.
Vagina!
Flavors your bodily fluids. The same is true of men, which is why she actually banned me from eating garlic and insisted I have a lot of...
I fucking love garlic. Like, I totally understand it, because I'm sure people are repulsed by me, but I can't get enough of fucking garlic. It's so good. Garlic everything. I'm totally for garlic.
By the way,
I hate curry. I'm a fucking hypocrite.
I know. You never want to go down on a woman after she's had asparagus. That's a whole world of hurt. As for the guy who called in, incredulous that I would actually enjoy the scent, I'd like to point out, he, like you... your first experiences with someone whose body exuded a bit of a curry scent was the case of men you didn't really want to be around anyway who had bad body odor to begin with. So in addition to the curry, you had the rehydrated, dried sweat and the smells that the bacteria that colonizes bad sweat will produce. This woman, however... very excellent personal hygiene.
Sweet,
so
sweet
when
pussy.
She was just not perspiring, she smelled clean, fresh, lightly of the perfume and soap.
This guy cannot get over this fucking curry cunt. Like, move on, dude. I really feel like he is just sad that he's no longer with this chick.
Hey, Tim, this is Chris from Wisconsin.
Spends all the time talking about her.
This is Chris from Wisconsin, long-time listener.
Oh, nice.
I'm a little behind on the shows, but you were talking the other day about asexual people.
Yes.
Seeing you in high school. I've had sex before.
Oh, great. We got an asexual checking in now, too?
It really just doesn't appeal to me.
Huh.
Like, I've
maybe you just weren't with the right person.
Had it with women, of course. I was very, very, very drunk at the time. But, yeah, no, I tried men for a little bit, but...
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I was going to say, at first I was going to be like, oh, if you... I don't know what I was going to say. This is baffling to me.
It doesn't do anything for me, you know. Give me a few questions, I'll call
back.
When
you jerk off, what do you fucking think about? A toaster oven or something?
Do you have any questions?
I don't get it.
Hey, Tim.
Something's wrong with you. Someone touched your butthole as a child or something.
Oh, dear Jesus Christ on a cross, Timothy Jagu Henson.
Uh-oh.
My day has
what
been
did
a nightmare,
I do?
And I just thought I should tell you about it because maybe you could relate from living in the Columbus area.
Oh, yes.
So,
okay.
It's chickadee here, by the way. I was driving to Columbus State Community College to pick up my books, and I am afraid of the freeways still. So I was
Columbus freeways. Freeways aren't really that bad. Rush hour is kind of shitty.
High Street. Thank God for GPS because I got lost.
Yes,
I
lived on High Street for a while. By the way, right in the Short North area, above a furniture store. It was the shittiest apartment ever.
Well, anyway, that's not the bad part. The bad part is on the way home, I apparently missed a turn, and I ended up getting lost in German Village.
Okay.
So yeah, in the residential area. I just wanted to tell you about a few things that I saw on my way home.
Now, keep in mind, for a while, German Village was touted as, that's one of the places, the trendy places where you'd want to live.
Driving down a residential street, laying outside of the driver's side of some shitty car with a black wig. I just thought that was very odd.
Oh, by the way, that apartment that I lived on High Street in the Short North, that's where I would find, that's where that drag queen would always assault me whenever, because I'd have to park on the side of the road, you know, on the parallel park on the road or whatever, and this homeless drag queen would come over and she'd scream, "You got a dime for a lady?" No.
Let's see.
She had same sort of like crazy drag queen wig that she fished out of a dumpster.
Was, of course,
leaves
the
in it
typical
and shit.
She tied together on a wire.
Yes.
I also saw.
You'll find that a lot on High Street near, or not on High Street, but off of High Street near campus.
That said, got, it was a sign on the side of a building. It said, "Got teeth? 7 out of 10 people wish they had teeth."
Apparently dental hygiene is a problem over there in Columbus now.
Something asking to donate your teeth. It was in a pretty shitty area of the neighborhood. So yeah, the other thing is, have you heard of the exclusive men's club called Flex? I'm assuming you've been there before, of course.
No, I've never been to a bathhouse before. Yes, Flex is actually a chain of bathhouses. I don't know how these things operate legally, but you guys know what bathhouses are, right? Where, you know, they're set up like gyms, kind of, I guess, and they have like steam rooms and shit, but guys just go there to have sex with other guys, and they actually have little tiny like rooms where you can go in and have sex, and I've learned a whole lot about this just because I've known people who have gone there. And, like, some guys will leave the door open. If you leave the door open, that means that you can join in or watch or whatever. I don't know. It's ridiculous.
But, yeah, I saw that, too. And I giggled a little.
Yes.
So, yeah. Dirty other thing place, is Columbia. That my iPod to radio, my radio thing is fucking up in my car. So I've been burning episodes of TV onto discs. And you bet your ass I will be putting them into jewel cases and setting them out wherever I go.
Nice.
Planet Coffee and Tea. So, yeah, sorry this ended up being so long. I just really needed to vent.
Yes.
Have a good day, and, yeah, keep up the good work.
All right, thank you very much. What a sweet girl. I like her.
Tim, I called to share the misery.
I just, what a sweet girl. I love her, too.
Waking this morning by the kids watching television.
I want to share the misery. We go from a nice, cheery girl who had, like, a shitty day, but she's still trying to stay positive, and then this guy.
Television. And instead of Kids Bop, there's now a 100% kid-sung popular music CD.
Oh, no.
Called Kids Rock.
Oh, I'm going to have to get on iTunes and check that out. Thanks for the heads up. Uncle Timmy's going to rape your ears with more shitty kids songs soon on Distorted View. Something to look forward to. And finally, today...
Yes. I have a business proposition for you.
What the hell?
From the sounds of it, you hate the Jews as much as I hate the Welsh. So?
Wait a second. All right, this guy said he had a business proposition for me. He knows that I apparently hate the Jews as much as he hates the Welsh.
I hate the Welsh.
Welsh. Welsh is grape juice.
So?
I'm tired.
You help me kill some Welsh, and I'll blow up some dreidel spinners.
All right, let's just end it right there. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
Oh!
Look for us a podcast. I subscribe via iTunes. If you're not Sideshow member, sign up right now. If you are, stay tuned for extended content. And we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
And lots of trouble, yeah.
She loves my cock.
Loves my cock. Loves my cock.
embrace it. Your toddler is gifted. You know it, and it's only a matter of time before the world recognizes what a special, exceptionally smart, overwhelmingly good-looking human being you've pushed out of your miracle hole. Shouldn't your baby's feces smell just as special? Introducing Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink Colon Freshening System. Step 1. Scrub the outer anus vigorously with the included wire bristle brush. Step 2. Use the Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink pre-moistened towelette to wipe up any excess external blood. Step 3. Choose one of the bundled anal fragrance oils, Raspberry Delight, Mint Chocolate Peanut Butter, or Juniper Breeze, and dilute the solution with a cup of water, 2 cups of any brand of 10W30 motor oil, and a teaspoon of brown sugar. Mmm, smells good, huh? Step 4. Pour the mixture into the supplied flavor injector. Step 5. Insert the injector into the anus no more than 3 inches and press down on the plunger. Step 6. Choose any one of the 6 sizes of Mommy My Shit Don't Stink cork stoppers and press firmly into your baby's rectum. This prevents any anal leakage of the fragrance mixture. Step 7. Wait 15 minutes before proceeding. If foaming of the rectum occurs around the edges of the cork stopper, consult a physician immediately. Step 8. After 15 minutes, place child in bathtub and remove the cork stopper. Step 9. Press firmly on the child's abdomen repeatedly. This will help squeeze out fecal buildup in any leftover fragrance solution. Step 10. To help maintain fresh-smelling feces, don't forget to give your child Aromaturd chewable tablets during every meal. For maximum results, ingest 1 chewable tablet per 2 bites of food. That's it!
Mmm, did someone light some incense?
No, that's just my baby. He did a number 2.
Yeah, but it smells like juniper.
That's right. That's because my baby shit don't stink.
Mommy, My Shit Don't Stink, by the makers of Mommy, I Can Shit Diamonds, another fine product from Jagoo! James Henson back here with you for the Sideshow exclusive portion of the podcast. Yeah. If you're listening, to your Sideshow members really do appreciate that. Got some great audio to go over with you guys and some stuff listeners have sent in. Carly sent in a new Craigslist ad from Phoenix. This is in the casual encounters section. The headline is, "Make a sandwich out of me. Woman for male." Ooh. "Last week, a baker friend made me 2 7-foot-tall slices of white bread. Yesterday at Costco, I purchased 12 heads of lettuce, 30 tomatoes, 10 jars of mustard, and 16 pounds of Munster cheese. Everything is prepped and ready to go. I want you to make a giant sandwich of me. I'll lay atop of one of the bread slices. You'll slather me with mustard, shower me with lettuce and tomatoes and cheese, and put the other slice over me. It will be delicious. It's not okay to contact this poster with services or other commercial interest, by the way." Now, I have no doubt in my mind, on tomorrow's program, I'm going to be reading an email from a listener saying, "Hey, I'm into sandwich making as a fetish. We're called Sammies. It's a real fetish. We're sexually aroused by paninis," or something like that. Fucking recalculous. Anyways, thank you very much, Carly, for that Craigslist ad. Sean from the Tone Deaf Radio Show was looking to jerk off or something and found some lesbian Asians kissing. Although he says, "It's one of the strangest kisses I've ever seen. The tongue sucking is weird. The noise that they make kind of turned me off." Whoa. Very juicy. They're just sucking each other's tongues. And now she's spitting in her mouth. "You're doing it wrong! Ew. She's like giving the other girl's tongue a blowjob, like she's working it up and down with her mouth. It's so gross. All right, well, very good. Thank you, Sean. Can't stop looking. Fascinating. All right, I got to tear myself away from that. It's mesmerizing. Now, a long time ago on the show, we played Laughing Yoga, and occasionally I'll use it as an intro. Remember that guy? A Laughing Yoga for the mind and body. Oh! Or whatever he does. But now there's another laughing exercise video. This is to laugh your abs into shape. Take a listen.
Good job. Let's go ahead and keep moving. We're going to lunge to the side for one. One.
Bitch is batshit crazy. She's like insane.
One. Squeeze your abs. Two.
Like a bunch of mental patients getting in shape.
Three. Four.
Someone has made a career out of this bullshit. I thought I was lucky.
Five. Six.
They go up to 300. Settle in.
Seven. Eight. Great job. That felt so good.
You look like a fool. All right, I've got a Massengale douche commercial here. And in it, a girl walks up to her mother, who's like doing her hair or something, with her hands behind her back, and she says, "Mom, guess which hand has new and improved Massengale?" I have a hard time believing mothers and daughters talk about douche as much as Massengale would have you believe. But anyways, let's take a listen to this ad here.
Okay, Mom, which hand has the newest idea in douches? Wrong. Two Massengale vinegar and water douches. Right, oh! New extra cleansing and extra...
That was trickery! She's got two douches behind her back. Let's just stop for a second and think about what actually happened here. This chick was at a pharmacy, a drugstore or something, and she sees that Massengale has a few new products, and she's like, oh my god! The first thing that pops into her mind is, I gotta tell Mom about these wonderful new douching agents. But she's so excited, she's like, no, I'm just gonna go ahead and buy one of each and just surprise my mom with douche, like it's a douche present. Wonderful. All right, so... It's so stupid. All right, let's get back to the ad here.
Two Massengale vinegar and water douches. Right, new extra cleansing and extra mild. Now we have a choice of Massengale freshness. What's the difference? New extra cleanse.
Mom, I'm so glad you asked me that question. I've been doing my homework. Why is she so into douche? What's wrong with her cunt?
Extra cleansing. The only vinegar and water with PuraClean.
PuraClean?
For effective cleansing.
And extra mild.
The only douche with no additives.
I've always trusted Massengale. Extra mild for me.
I choose extra cleansing.
So, pussy stink runs in the family, although the mother, I believe, takes care of her cunt a little bit better because she chooses the gentle douche, while the daughter chooses the, oh my god, I've got some nuclear waste, extra strength douche. She has to wear a fucking hazmat suit just to clean her punani. That ad was like from the 80s. You know, you don't really see douche commercials on the television anymore, unfortunately. I'd like to see some new ones. Actually, I'd love to see a line of douches for different ethnicities because, you know, you'd think that their chemical makeup might be a little bit different, the pH balances or something. I don't know. I'm not a fucking scientist, but there could be douches for black chicks like Sylvia Slammin' Douche or something. You going on a date with Ray Ray? Uh-huh. You best get your pussy stinking right. What? That would be the commercial, you see. That would be the little tagline. When you need to get your pussy stinking right. Because, guys, I think, like pussy stink, it's just got to be the right kind of pussy stink. I'm done talking about douches. Although the different ethnic douches could have flavors that appeal to others in their group. Now, you can insert your own, you know, racist joke here. Black people can have fried chicken scented douche, right? No, but I'm not going to go there. Because that's not the kind of scent that I was talking about. I'm just saying, like, maybe I didn't do the research. I haven't done focus groups or anything, but white people might like, you know, pine-scented douche as opposed to lavender. The blacks might like, you know, spring breeze. While the Asians might opt for a trout-based scent or something. So there you go. All right, moving on. Actually, you know, it's not just women who occasionally have stinky crotches. No, no, guys can too. Their crotch stink tends to be a little more cheese-based in smell, but it does lead me to a news story here that we didn't get to today. Teenage boys, are you tired of embarrassing questions about when you last changed underwear? Japanese space scientists. That doesn't sound like a real, like, profession. I'm a space scientist. Japanese space scientists may have just the answer. A line of odor-free underwear and casual clothing. You'll never have to do laundry again. This is going to be great for college kids. By the way, I mean, not this is great because the underwear not only will keep your front, your crotch from stinking, but also, you know, your ass. Sometimes, you know, the fabric of your underwear rubs right into your butthole, and then, you know, your underwear smells like shit, kind of. Doesn't that ever happen to you? Well, now, you know, with the, thanks to this underwear, it'll never smell again. Quote, he can wear his trunks or underwear more than a week, said Koji Yangagawa, an official with the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency. Oh, Jesus. Koichi Wakata, the first Japanese astronaut to live on the International Space Station, is testing the clothes called J-Wear. Wakata's clothes, developed by researcher Yoshiko Taya, are designed to kill bacteria, absorb water, insulate the body, and dry quickly. I love the Japanese. This is brilliant. If these underwear can absorb and dry quickly, we're going to get to the point where we're never even going to have to wipe our assholes again. The underwear is going to do it for us. They're also flame resistant and anti-static, not to mention comfortable and stylish. Ooh. The Japanese Space Agency plans to make the clothes available to NASA and other space station partners once development is complete. A commercial line is also in the offing. So that's great. Eventually, everyone will be wearing stink-free underwear. Now, before we get out of here, I've got one more piece of audio I wanted to share with you. Sideshow member Omaha sent me a link to a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. I don't know if you guys have heard this or not. It's a song called It's So Cold in the D. Take a listen.
It's so cold in the D. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all on a nigga's mind? Working and doing time. It's so cold in the D. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all on a nigga's mind? Working and doing time. Mason, she was like a brother to me. She was y'all, you slang. Blaze from trees, playing, drinking games and shit. Always in the big things and shit. It was getting wicked and shit. And all he did was just kicking and shit. But
all right, I'm not going to play the whole thing here, but I believe this guy Mason may have been killed or something.
So
this is really the successor to Let Me Smell Yo Dick, isn't it? So there you go. You should definitely check out this video. It's called It's So Cold in the D. The production values are astounding. That is all the time we have right now. Guys, thank you so much for being Sideshow members. Really do appreciate it. I'm going to have that video. I thought it was going to be yesterday, but it's today. I'm going to get you that video cast today. I promise. So that is going to be popping up a little bit later. And we'll be doing another bonus episode later this week and maybe another video cast too. Lots of great stuff still on the way. Thanks for being Sideshow members. We'll see you back tomorrow. Until then, bye, everybody.